You're listening to Muchacho Man's theme from WrestleQuest, released August 22nd, 2023, composed by Mitch Foster. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a solo show today. Technically, this show is a little late. We'll talk about that in a second. It's the end of the quote-unquote month for August of 2023. This is Radio Hour. Again, we'll get into what's been going on here in just a few moments. But before we do, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well. Patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers Jexax and Zanku. So yeah, this episode is technically posting on Monday, September 4th here in the United States. It is Labor Day, a federal holiday. I know I was off work today, which was kind of nice having a 3-day weekend. And I do hope you guys enjoyed the more experimental episodes that Bedroth and I put out over the last few weeks. Episode 300 being a randomizer, and then just dropping this past weekend, episode 301, the AI takeover. Shout out once again to Lindsay for providing the voice of Lingua. She did such a phenomenal job. I have been struggling. I know I've been talking about it on the episodes and definitely in Discord if you are in our Discord community. I'm on a new medication now for my generalized anxiety and depression. I did start that medication on the 24th of August. So actually the 25th, it was Friday. So I've been on the medicine for a little over a week now, and it did take roughly a week or so to really start feeling any changes. The doctor did tell me it would probably take upwards of 3 to 4 weeks to even feel somewhat better. And I use better in quotations, right? Because it's all medicated. But over the last few days, I have felt okay and energetic enough and not so down that I felt okay to, you know, sit down and commit to editing some podcasts, which is why episode 301, again, the AI takeover, did finally drop on Saturday. I apologize, as I always do when I get in these kind of rock bottom moments. It's been a minute since I've been this low in terms of my own mental health. It's probably been since I was first diagnosed with severe depression and the generalized anxiety disorder that I felt this bad. And honestly, all I wanted to do was sleep. I didn't want to be awake. I didn't want to be doing anything else. I just wanted to force myself to sleep by either smoking a lot of weed and passing out, or, you know, popping pills, chugging Xanax, right? Doing whatever I could do. And that's not a feeling that I wanted to continue going down that path and that route. So I apologize, right? I apologize that I have been lacking the desire to edit these podcasts. We've still been recording them. Bedroth and I, you know, we are a few episodes behind. This one is finally dropping. We have a bonus episode that'll be dropping a little bit later this week. We also have a normal episode that we recorded last week with a special guest that'll be dropping hopefully by the end of the week. We have another bonus episode that's in the pipeline to be recorded this week. And then the normal episode for next week will feature Kyle. He and I are going to try to sit down this coming up weekend to record that one as well. So here over the next week or two, we will be caught back up. You will see an onslaught of episodes once again. I know it kind of cannibalizes the downloads and it cannibalizes the episodes, the individual episodes' ability to do well. But I want to get caught up, so it is going to be a little overwhelming here over the next 2 weeks or so with the amount of episodes that'll probably be dropping, and we'll just have to deal with it, right? It's something that I have to deal with, and I apologize that you guys have to deal with my, I don't even know what to call it, but yeah, hopefully things will get better. I mean, like I said, I'm feeling better. Well, again, better in quotations. I'm feeling better than I was at this point last week. I'm still not perfect. I still slip. I still fall. I still struggle. And I don't think that's going to go away. But I'm trying. So I hope you guys bear with me. And I hope you continue to support us here on BG Mania, here at RPG Era, by listening to the podcasts as they drop, whenever they do. I do hope that one day we can get back to a more regular schedule, dropping the episodes on Wednesdays like we used to so long ago. But at least the episodes are posting. And if you do listen to our other shows as well, Blood and Destroyers and All Elite Wrestling Podcast, that one has still been kind of uploading every week. But, you know, that one it tends to be late from time to time, too. And then, of course, Play on Arrival, a weekly video game forecast with Kyle. We did skip last week, but we did drop, or we recorded, I should say, an episode yesterday on the 3rd that will likely drop the same day this one does. I probably will edit both of these back to back. I can't see them taking too long to do. So, again, this is Radio Hour Volume 62. It is technically the Radio Hour that should have been dropped at the end of August to cap off that month. We have actually a really good playlist today. I'm actually really happy with the way this one turned out, with the suggestions and whatever Bedroth and I brought as well. There's a lot of vocal tracks on this episode, which makes me so happy because you guys know I love the vocal tracks. We're probably going to do something a little special for Radio Hour Volume 64. This was a suggestion that was brought to my attention by Bedroth. So Radio Hour Volume 64 will be dropping at the end of October. You guys know that in October here at BG Mania, we generally do some sort of spooky focus the entire month. However, being that October 2023 does have Radio Hour Volume 64, we kind of want to tie it into the Nintendo 64. So start thinking about, because I want some suggestions from you guys, of course, start thinking about some Nintendo 64 pieces of music that would fit with a spooky theme. We're going to see if we can do an entire N64 spooky Radio Hour for Volume 64. I'm sure there's enough, but I definitely will take as many suggestions as you guys can get. If we get enough, we'll just do all suggestions for that episode. But start thinking about that. You have a few months, right? It's only September as of time of recording and time of posting. Still 2 episodes of Radio Hour to go and plenty of BG Mania to go before we get to that point. But start thinking about that and let's see what we can come up with. I'm really excited about the slate of episodes we have lined up that have already been recorded and yet to be recorded. I think September is going to be a really strong and fun month. And then, of course, looking ahead to October, what we have lined up for the spooky season, it's going to be fun. So we're in for some good times ahead. But I think that's enough rambling from me. I know you guys don't want to hear me just talk about how down out on the dumps I've been and how shitty my, you know, my mental health has been as of late. And it's all about the music, right? And we opened up with my first pick of the episode, which was from a game that I have unfortunately yet to play, Muchacho Man's theme from WrestleQuest, again, composed by Mitch Foster. Really looking forward to jumping into that when I do have some time. Actually, all of my picks this month, so the three of mine later on, plus the mini focus that we usually do for Radio Hour. I've not played any of them because I am still dead set on catching up in The Legend of Heroes. As of the day that this episode posts, I finally made it to chapter 4 in Trails of Cold Steel 3. There are 5 chapters, so I have to get through the 4th chapter, and then the 5th is the final, and then I'll be able to move on to a few other things before I get into Trails of Cold Steel 4 and Trails into Reverie. I do have aspirations to jump into Sea of Stars before the end of this week. Obviously, Starfield is dropping on Wednesday the 6th. I really am looking forward to that. Still need to finish Baldur's Gate 3. And yeah, there's just a lot of games that I want to play and a lot of games that I'm getting behind on. But I did commit to finally catching up, which I would say probably is one of my favorite video game franchises now, if not my favorite, The Legend of Heroes. It slowly is becoming my favorite, more so than probably even Persona, which might be my favorite, but I think The Legend of Heroes is giving it a run for its money. I wanted to catch up finally, and there is a new one of those out too, The Legend of Nayuta Boundless Trails, which, you know, thanks to our friends over at NAS America, I already have a copy of, even though it doesn't come out for another 3 weeks or so. So that'll be something I jump into here as well. There will be a few games that I play before I pick the mantle back up and get back into Trails of Cold Steel 4 and then cap it off with Trails into Reverie. And then I'll be all caught up. And then, you know, we just have to wait for the Calvard arc to release, which hopefully NIS America will start giving some hints and teases on when they plan to localize Ys 10, which hasn't came out in Japan yet. And Falcom tends not to let NISA work on games until they've already been released. However, the Calvard arc, which is the, I forget what they're called over in Japan, but there's already two released. Kuro no Kiseki, maybe. Both of those games are already released in Japan, so I'm hoping that NISA is working on localizations for those two already. Would be nice to see maybe one of those drop next year, but who knows, who knows, who knows. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the music. As you know, there's no chatter in between the blocks of music for Radio Hours. So we're going to kick things off with Bedroth's block of 3 tracks for the episode. And to begin, let's take a listen to Scene 4 from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project. This released in February of 1992, and it was composed by Yuichi Sakakura, Tomoya Tomita, and Kozo Nakamura. Thank you. Coming up next, let's take a listen to Order Up from Salty Sunday Night. Released April 9th, 2021. Composed by Suraran. Bedroth's final submission for Radio Hour Volume 62. Let's go ahead and take a listen to Saved by the Bell from Saturday Morning RPG. This released on April 5th, 2012, and it was composed by Vince DiCola.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, I really wanted to play this game before we did a mini spotlight on it. However, I still wanted to do the mini spotlight, so I've not had a chance to jump into this yet. I did avoid listening to quite a bit of the soundtrack, but I did skim through it to find three that I really felt passionate about to kind of showcase the strengths of this particular soundtrack. This game is a game that really experiencing the music in the game is worthwhile because the music is the game. So I do hope you guys enjoy this. I know these three that I picked, I am in love with, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the full soundtrack. Let's begin by taking a listen to Adrift from Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. This released on August 10th, 2023. It was composed by Austin Wintory, featuring Laura Bailey and Ashley Johnson on vocals.
Like a boat lost at sea, with no sails, not a breeze, I am drifting cold waters, no star to be seen. Is the world too much, or is it just me? Everything I set upon unravels at my feet. Everything I've learned wasted on a girl who doesn't know how to be free. Like a boat lost at sea, with no sails, not a breeze, I am drifting cold waters, no star to be seen.
With the fire furious, I have burned my tongue. Grief from all the promises, too many dreams unsung. All the steps I didn't take and paths proved untrue. Is there any path through?
Like a boat lost at sea,
though I'm about to
with
end,
no sails, not a
you
breeze,
still have your life ahead.
I am dreaming.
Next up, we're going to take a listen to The Ritual from Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. Again, this released on August 10th, 2023. It was composed by Austin Wintory and Tripod, and this one features Merle Dandridge and Laura Bailey on vocals.
We let them rise. We let it happen. We waited far too long. We thought we shouldn't intervene. We were wrong. We were wrong. Since the beginning, we were hidden. We held court from up above. 'Twas the golden age of reason, and I the queen of love. But a plague of hate was spreading, and there were vultures standing by. Before we fell to our knees begging, we fell from the sky. We let them rise, we let it happen. We waited far too long. We thought we shouldn't intervene. We were wrong. We were wrong. A so-called brother, Ares, sold his soul forevermore. He so loved the military, he became their dog of war. He denounced his loving family, and with mortal guns and greed, on a plate gladly delivered everything that war dogs need. He betrayed us and we let him. With their mortal souls long gone, we thought we were untouchable. We were wrong. We were wrong. I can feel we have the vigor of an idol coming in. Be wary as they find you too, and tear you limb from limb. Torture you and spit you, parade you in a square. I thought my life was over. Then a god answered my prayer. The man that I ignored saved me when I fell. Yes, the husband I abhorred rescued me from hell. I thought it was a joke when it was said to me. He struck a deal with our enemy's enemy, made a secret weapon so my captors let me go. He gave up his freedom, leaving just a memory, and this love I'll never know is what he gave to me. I can see everything, it's interesting why you feel so blue. Because of the horror show from long ago, there ain't no getting through. A husband who sacrificed and paid the price for you to be free. Wherever he is right now, you'd think somehow that...
Excuse me.
Sorry, I'm on a roll. I don't pretend to know the mind of a god. That's something I never thought I'd say. I'm not the only one here who wants to know. He's leaving now, the only way to go.
Oh my God, here we go. Another crow out on the fence, squawking, quibbling. Oh, how I loathe such innocence. Behold the mind of a child. Let's not laugh or ridicule the girl. This ritual is a tradition, now you know. Embrace it, it's the only way to go.
Don't you write anything down. Is there a statue of Hephaestus in town? Or is history just a record that slowly gathers dust? You gotta turn it up loud so the player doesn't rust. Because I find the story so unique, I'll sing and plainly speak. You
rest leaves the rest of your family stressed and depressed. They repress, so we'll only digress. I'm impressed by the sense of occasion, I guess. But this mess of a quest to possess is grotesque. It's happened to me, and I'll never know when Calliope inside of me surfaces. So I request that your guests reassess the process. And unless you address all this godly excess, we'll continue to guess while you repossess. And I won't acquiesce till a change manifests. I'm out. Sometimes taking a breath's the only way to go. Considering the options left, it's the only way to go. What is the only way to go?
I'm stunned by the arrogance, but eloquent sparks within me. If you honestly can promise me all the help I need, I'll be the kind of a guy you're worshipped and adored like before. Thank you, Venus, a brilliant cameo.
And together we will face it, cause forgetting won't erase it.
Moving on's the only way to go.
Closing out our mini spotlight for the month, let's take a listen to It's Time from Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. Again, this released on August 10th, 2023. It was composed by Austin Wintory, featuring Ashley Johnson, Mary Elizabeth McGlynn, Janina Gavankar, and Laura Bailey on vocals.
So many years of history, the fights, the highs, the miseries. I'm so proud of you, but it's time to go.
I never truly saw before how trapped we were, so far from shore. Great at the time, but it's time.
It's time to go.
How can I let go now? I won't. It's just not fair. We took our first steps together.
But I will face it.
All right, for our next block of three, we are now going to move to my normal submissions for this episode. Remember, I did have the opening track as well from WrestleQuest. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Contact With You from Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon. This released on August 25th, 2023, and it was composed by Kota Hoshino.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next up, let's take a listen to Jack DeFunk from Bomb Rush Cyberfunk. This released on August 18th, 2023, and it was composed by Hideki Naganuma. Closing out my normal block for the episode, let's take a listen to The Cosmic Wheel from the Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood. This released on August 16th, 2023, and it was composed by Fingerspit. Thank you. What a name, Fingerspit. Anyway, we're going to move into our last block of three tracks before we close the episode out. And of course, this block is our listener submission block. Let's begin by taking a listen to Bootlegger Boogie from Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course. This released on June 30th, 2022. It was composed by Christopher Madigan, and it was requested via email by Travis. Next, we're going to take a listen to A Million Gruesome Ways to Die from Billy Bustup. This is releasing sometime soon. Hopefully, it's been years, but hopefully it's releasing sometime soon. It was composed by Daniel Ingram, featuring Black Griffin on vocals, and it was requested via email by Clark.
Now, where do you think you're going? The party is this way, and trust me, it's to die for! I know we'll be the best of friends, so there's no need to run. The sooner you get dead, the sooner you can join the fun. No need to fear, for I am here.
Your mortal form will disappear.
Now should we use this rusty knife or acid water gun? There's a million gruesome ways to die. Oh, why resist when the party's just begun?
You'll be having
dynamite is quick, but it makes a lot of mess. And flattened by a cow is just embarrassing at best. But baked into a yummy cake,
or dropped into a pit of steak,
though drowning in a lobster tank might hurt a little less.
There's a million gruesome ways to die.
How about impaled upon a spike?
Oh, why resist when the party's just begun?
Maybe something on a bike.
There's a million gruesome ways to die.
We could bury you alive.
We're sure your death will be second to none.
We could put you in a cage with the hungry alligator, drop you in a volcano with an active crater. What about 10,000 volts of
electricity?
Or try a death by Shakespeare in a tragic comedy? Trampled by an elephant or turned to goat meat stew? Or tried to fight a dragon armed with nothing but a shoe? We could do a mommy's curse.
We'll put you in a fancy hearse.
Or turn into a stuffy doll. That's something we can do.
There's a million gruesome ways to die.
I thought I'd try the guillotine.
Oh, why resist when the party's just begun?
I give so hard I broke my spleen.
There's a million gruesome ways to die.
There must be something we can try.
We're sure your death will be second to none.
Maybe you can choke upon a grape.
To die.
Put you in a blender and frappe.
Closing out our listener submissions and honestly closing the episode out before we get to the playout track. Let's go ahead and take a listen to Go Go Steel Titan, the Japanese version, from Live Alive HD 2D Remake. This released on July 22nd, 2022. It was composed by Yoko Shimomura, featuring Hironobu Kageyama on vocals, and it was requested via Discord by Melissa.
のバビロニア鋼の拳が天を突く異形の魔人を倒すため光で火を灯せ熱い心が呼び覚ます わりのメタル人いるんだ敵にはバレるのんき地球に優しい無敵ロボ時代を超えて今轟く怒号が火をかける無力大を負け知らず君とあり
And that, my friends, is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of Radio Hour Volume 62, which technically is the close of August 2023, even though it's already in September. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music and, more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of the episode, it's Bedroth's final pick of the month, and we are going to be taking a listen to Your Love is a Drug from Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartender Action. This released on June 21st, 2016. It was composed by Michael Kelly and arranged by Insane in the Rain, featuring Adriana Figuera on vocals. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.
Touch something courses through my blood, and I'm born anew. Can you feel this warmth too? I need you so much. I'm addicted to your love. Nothing I can do. I'm so helpless for you. I feel the stars align for eternity till the end of time. Ecstasy so burned into my mind. You're a drug for me, pure and crystalline. I'm absorbed within a haze, so consumed by you. Do you think of me too? Counting down the days, got me sleepless in a craze. I'm a slave to you, so damn helpless for you. Heavenly, the stars align for eternity till the end of time. Ecstasy so burned into my mind. You're a drug for me, pure and crystalline. of the stars align for eternity till the end of time. Ecstasy so burned into my mind. You're a drug for me, pure and crystal.